Welcome back to Divinal Intervention. This is episode 5 in season number 2. Now, if you're anything like me, you find it very interesting how certain artists might kind of weave in and out of your listening habits or weave in and out of your record collection. And this really happened to me recently, really came to my mind when I was trying to prepare a new episode. If you all recall, in a recent episode, I featured the Rolling Stones' Goat's Head Soup album, and the song that I played 100 years ago featured Billy Preston on organ. And so it got me to thinking about Billy Preston, and I was a big fan of his for many, many years, and his instrumental songs actually were a big part of when I was a kid. And of course, I'm talking about Out of Space and Space Race. And I just, you know, I remembered how incredibly funky those tunes were. And you still hear them today every once in a while. But I decided to kind of build an episode, this particular episode, talking about prominent funk groups or funk artists that occasionally recorded instrumentals. And so, you know, one thing leads to another. And I kind of put the episode on hold and started working on other possible episodes for this, shall we say, outstanding podcast. But then, a couple weeks back, I watched the Get Back movie or series about the Beatles' recording of the Let It Be album. And it was just amazing to see the incredible influence that Billy Preston had on those sessions. And it really lit the place up when he came into the studio and kind of infuse them with a little energy and a little influence. And it just made me appreciate Billy Preston as an artist over it again. And it prompted me really to finish this particular episode. So here we are, instrumental funk. Now, most of what we're going to play today was released in the mid to late 70s, and they tended to be album tracks. You know, the artists who released them tended to be far better known for vocal funk songs and funk albums. So let's get it started. And of course, we got to start it with Billy. So here's Billy Preston from his 1971 album, I Wrote a Simple Song. But as a little bit of a treat, we're going to play it off of my 45. And so here is Out of Space. We'll be right back. All right. Now to the Ohio Players. Big funk act from the 70s and 80s, but really not known for instrumentals, of course, unless you count O-H-I-O. Anyway, here's a cut from one of their early albums. It's an album called Ecstasy, and the song is an instrumental called Not So Sad and Lonely. Travel with me now from Ohio down to the Big Easy. The Meters, also sometimes known as the Funky Meters. Though not particularly well known nationally, they are New Orleans legends and in many ways really the godfathers of funk. I guess we have to say along with James Brown. But the Meters were there early. They were there from 1969. 1969, here's an instrumental funk track called Sissy Strut. We'll be right back. So if you're not familiar with the meters, I definitely would invite you to seek them out and try and hear a little bit more from them. Again, really one of the early funk bands, and again, legends in the city of New Orleans. All right, Blam. That's the name of the album. The Brothers Johnson, of course, is the band. So produced by Quincy Jones, the one and only Quincy Jones. This is a 1978 album, best known for the song Ain't We Funkin' Now, which I suspect you have heard. But at times, they also let their instruments do the talking. And here was one of those occasions where that happened, from the album Blam, 1978, a song called Street Wave. Now we get to Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan. Or, actually, for today's purposes, Rufus silencing Chaka Khan. Think about that for a minute. I mean, they have one of the great voices in funk and R&B in Chaka Khan. And for this one, they just tell her, you know, go grab a coffee or something, and they roll tape on a song called Rags to Rufus from their 1974 album of the same name. Now, this one, to me, has the feel of some of what was going on in jazz fusion at that same time, which gives me the opportunity for a shameless plug of an earlier episode of the podcast called Meet the Fusions. And so go on the website or go on Instagram or go on Spotify or Apple Music and find the Meet the Fusions episode where we talk about early mid-1970s jazz fusion. Anyway, here's Rufus. Got that great Rhodes piano sound in this one. Enjoy it. Rags to Rufus. The Commodores, funk legends, Mr. Lionel Richie, but not on this one. On a track that to me is surprisingly reminiscent of the Billy Preston stuff from the early 70s, here's one from 1974 from their album Machine Gun, and this one also is Machine Gun with the Commodores.
We'll be right back.
So we're, of course, on the subject of funk legends. So how about Parliament Funkadelic? Ever heard of them? Now, certainly you could argue, and I would, that their wide open, long funk vamps are like quasi-instrumentals anyway. But let's be honest, most of their big hooks are vocals. More importantly, given their instrumental prowess, a lack of need for a four-minute radio hit, it actually is surprising how few instrumental tracks they did record. But here's one of them. Very early, Parliament Funkadelic, 1972, album's called America Eats Its Young, and this is A Joyful Process. It started with Billy Preston. It should end with Billy Preston. Hey, I don't make the rules, man. This is how it goes. 1973. Billy releases Everybody Likes Some Kind of Music. And that album brings us our closer for today, Space Race. Now, as usual, I hope you enjoyed listening today as much as we enjoyed bringing this to you. Until next time, until next episode, this is Divinal Intervention. Talk with you soon.